From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Activists say airstrikes targeted two opposition-held towns in northwest Syria, killing at least 44 people. The strikes come amid fighting launched by rebels in the coastal province of Latakia and the struggle for control of the key northern city of Aleppo. In Geneva, the main opposition group pulled back from UN-facilitated proximity talks with Damascus on a political transition. The spokesman for the High Negotiations Committee, Salem Meslet, said there remain three important issues.
The detainees, the besieged areas, and the ceasefire. You know, it does not respect any agreement. He does not respect any even, you know, his allies, you know, Russia. Russia is part of the agreement, the truce agreement, but Assad is not respecting that. Massacres every day, tens of lives we lose every day.
In Washington, U.S. spokesman John Kirby acknowledged the process and a political transition is difficult.
Nobody ever thought with this new round of talks that all the problems would get solved. The goal was to start, and the key word there is start, having a conversation about the political transition itself.
Syria's crisis among the issues on the agenda for Secretary of State John Kerry, who accompanies President Obama Thursday to a Gulf Cooperation Council summit in Saudi Arabia. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is recommending extending the mandate of the UN peacekeeping mission in the disputed Western Sahara for another year. He warned Morocco's expulsion of UN staff there could be exploited by extremists. The UN mission, known as MINURSO, has been monitoring a ceasefire between Morocco and Polisario rebels while trying to organize a referendum on the future of the territory. Morocco expelled the UN staff after Mr. Ban angered Rabat over the use of the term occupation. This is VOA News. In U.S. presidential politics, billionaire businessman Donald Trump and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton emerged as the big winners in Tuesday's New York presidential primary election. Clinton later celebrated with supporters.
You proved once again there's no place like home. You know, in this campaign, we've won in every region of the country. From the north to the south to the east to the west, but this one's personal.
Clinton maintains a wide lead over her lone rival, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, for the Democratic Party's nomination. Trump widened his lead over Texas Senator Ted Cruz and Ohio Governor John Kasich. The next election races are Tuesday in five eastern states, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, Connecticut, Delaware, and Maryland. U.S. Secretary of State Kerry held talks Tuesday in New York with his Iranian counterpart, Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif, aimed at ensuring that Iran gets the sanctions relief promised in the landmark nuclear deal reached in January. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has complained many international companies have avoided doing business with Tehran since the deal was reached last year. A senior U.S. military official warned U.S. lawmakers Tuesday North Korea will eventually have nuclear-armed missiles capable of reaching all of its adversaries despite recent setbacks. The commander of U.S. Pacific Command's Army Forces, General Vincent Brooks, testified amid reports Pyongyang is preparing for a fifth nuclear test.
I think that they're struggling with getting the program up and operational, but it's very clear through the parades that they've done, what systems they have, and some of the attempted launches that they have not had success in. Over time, I believe we're going to see them acquire these capabilities if they're not stopped.
Nominated to lead U.S. forces in South Korea, Brooks said North Korea is moving in the wrong direction and called the changes provocative and dangerous. Taliban insurgents staged a bomb and gun attack in the capital Kabul of Afghanistan Tuesday, killing at least 30, wounding nearly 330 others. The assault targeted a building which officials say houses a special unit of the Afghan security force working under the Afghan spy agency, responsible for protecting government officials. Brazil's President Dilma Rousseff Tuesday warned that launching an impeachment process against her will harm political stability. The lower house of Congress backed the move for her impeachment on Sunday. Zambian police arrested hundreds in Lusaka Tuesday who attacked foreign-owned shops in a second day of violence, prompted by rumors immigrants were carrying out ritual murders. There have been a string of murders involving the removal of body parts. Zambia hosts thousands of Rwandan and Burundian refugees. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.